And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to them that were set down. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Saint Ludwig is, of all the saints, particularly one of heroic patience. She suffered under a disease for about 30 years, which finally terminated her life. At first, she had a very hard time coping with this extraordinary pain that she had to endure. She was bedridden this whole time. Her priest, was a very holy and blessed man, he came and visit her, as the priest will do. He visited her in her sickbed, and she complained often of her sufferings, of her pains, and she was not resigned to them. Well, the priest, he recommended for her sake that she meditate upon the Passion of our Lord, upon his sufferings, in order to get some strength, the strength she needed to suffer this patiently. Well, she took these words to heart of her priest, and she tried her best. And he came back to her the following week and to check on her and see how she was doing. And she told the priest, well, she did her best to meditate on the Passion of our Lord, but she had a very hard time still bearing her sufferings. She still complained often and was just without any peace of soul. She was unresigned. Well, the priest, he encouraged her to continue this practice, to meditate on the Passion and the sufferings of our Lord, and you will see a change. Well, she continued. She did her best. And when the priest returned, her sufferings had only increased from her disease, and she told the priest, now it is so hard because of my sufferings that I cannot even think of anything else but my pain. And any attempt I make to consider the Passion, the sufferings of my Lord, they are all in vain. The priest, he got to thinking, and he prayed a lot about this difficulty this woman was facing. And then he had an idea. He brought her Holy Communion, and as he held the host before her eyes, he whispered to her. He said, hitherto, I have been trying to impress on your mind the sufferings of our Savior. Now, it is no longer I, but rather our Lord himself that will impress the sorrows of his life, his Passion, on your heart. And no sooner had she received the host on her tongue and swallowed it, that she felt a sudden change. So great was this change that took place in her heart that for 2 whole weeks she could not stop the flood of tears from her eyes. Tears for the love of her Savior, his sufferings, of what he suffered for her. And from that day forward, she was perfectly resigned to all the sufferings that she should have to undergo in the future, and for those which she was at present suffering. And she no longer complained, but rather she made frequent acts of love, and she united herself to our crucified Lord. She did this for about 30 years, as I said. She finally, her disease became so, it was so bad that she was consumed and died of the disease, and worms even, her skin putrefied, and that's how she ended her life. And she is considered to be one of the greatest examples of patience, of Christian patience. It was made possible, this heroic suffering, by our Lord, by the Blessed Sacrament. Jesus, in today's gospel, he went up into a mountain, we read, and the people, they followed him. Now, the people, they were fasting because they had not taken food with them, and they were a distance from the city, their homes. They ascended this mountain following our Lord, and we read the Pasch, that is the great festival of the Jews. It was near at hand. Jesus, he looked out and he saw all of these people gathered unto him, and he knew they were hungry. This picture in the gospel is really a picture of what we have today, of us, of the faithful here, gathered at this church. Our Lord, he is in a mystical mountain, that is the tabernacle, and there he resides. We have been fasting during Lent. We are about halfway through Lent now. We've just passed the halfway point. It was on Thursday. So we should be hungry. The Pasch, it is near at hand, and that is the Pasch for Catholics is Easter Sunday, the Feast of Feast. Now, if we have been faithful to the Lenten practices, the spirit of Lent, we are not merely hungry in our bodies. It is not merely our tummy that is hungry, but we have mortified our affections. Certainly, if we commit mortal sins, we have renounced them once and for all, and we are determined to no longer sin and offend our God. But if perhaps we are not sinners, yet we should mortify, give up those things that are most dear to us. If there only be, we just pick one thing that takes up the most of our thoughts, that we are most attached to. It is by giving up that in particular that we also prepare ourselves for the Pasch, Easter Communion. Now, our Lord, in the tabernacle today, he looks out at us, and he asks, whence shall all of these be fed, satisfied? He looks not only to our bodies, which is a very small thing, it passes away, but he looks to our souls. What is it that our soul, our very heart, that it needs to be satisfied? And who shall satisfy it? And then he answers himself, as he did to the multitude who were in the desert. There is no other but me. I have come into the world to give life and to be the bread of men. And he gives himself to us as bread in Holy Communion. Now this food, this spiritual food, it is equally essential for the saints and the sinners. Without it, the saints, they cannot arrive at their height of virtue, the perfection of virtue, and nor could they keep their virtue. And we see that in the example of St. Ludwig. And without Holy Communion, without this food, the sinners, they will never be able to be free themselves of their sins. They will never, being weak and infirm, they will never grow strong without this blessed sacrament. Now, it is the Holy Eucharist, the sacrament, a sacrament of the living. And so we, as a requirement, must be spiritually alive before we can receive it. That is, we must be in the state of grace. If we have committed any mortal sins, we must confess them and then do the penance and resolve not to sin again. Now, it is not required, nor hardly possible, to have the strength we need to never sin again before we receive Holy Communion. Nobody has the strength, no man has it, to not sin, to give up sin. We get that strength from God. We get it from our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. But we must resolve to hate sin and to do our best to avoid it in the future. And we look for the strength, we look to our Lord for that strength. This requirement, and of course the fast, the 3 hours fast from food and 1 hour from drink, is all that the Church requires of us to receive our God. and we are encouraged to receive our God as often as we can. Of course, there is we have our Easter duty. All Catholics are bound to receive our Lord worthily once in the year during Easter time. But that is by no means something to be satisfied with. We are encouraged by our Lord himself to receive often, every day if possible. He came to be our daily bread. Now, it's not always possible for us to receive him every day, but we can receive him spiritually every day, even frequently throughout the day. The saints, they were addicted to this practice. It is called spiritual communions, because they, although they did receive Holy Communion sacramentally every day, that was not enough for them. They realized just how weak they were, and if they wanted to practice virtue, they need their God. So they would often throughout the day make spiritual communions, sometimes 30 times a day or more. Now, spiritual communion, there are formulas for that, especially St. Alphonsus has the most common one you will find in missals, but it is not necessary that we use any this or that formula. It just consists in an act of faith and of our Lord being truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. And we should think of the church where he is nearest to us, the closest tabernacle to us. You think of him there, you make an act of faith, hope, and love. You ask our Lord to come to you. Remember, during his life, he would heal the sick, raise the dead to life, but he did not always have to touch them. At times, he was quite distant from the sick, but he healed them all the same. Because he is God, he is not tied down by time or place. Now, we must always have a true desire to receive him sacramentally and try to do that often. If you do not do it every day and you cannot, at least try to do it once or twice a week besides the Sunday, if you can manage it. That is a way of really proving that true desire, that sincere desire to be united to our Lord. But then let the spiritual communions substitute for these other days. It is not always necessary, and it's not always expedient, for that matter, that we feel the great effects of the sacrament when we receive. It's just like eating food. When you do not always realize or feel the effects of food, that is, it restores your bodily strength, repairs damage. All that food does to nourish us, we are not aware of those things directly, but we do know by experience that if we eat regularly, we will be healthy, and if we do not, we will grow weak. It's the same with spiritual food. We have to receive it regularly. The blood of Christ, which we receive in the sacrament, will be then poured upon our hearts, and it will make virtues spring forth if we are faithful in this practice. The virtue of holy purity, humility, the charity of God and our neighbor, everything that we have need of, especially the crosses that we need to bear. We receive the strength and they become in a way sweet to bear with the help of our Lord. So approach, every time you receive Holy Communion, approach our Lord with a desire, a sincere desire to love him with all your heart and to serve him perfectly. And if perhaps you do not feel any such desire, then ask our Lord to give you that desire. That is the desire which will be the seed of your sanctity. St. Thomas Aquinas was asked, how do we become a saint? By his sister. And he answered her, you have to will it. If you don't will to become a saint, then you never will become a saint. Ask our Lord to give you that desire. It is a desire most pleasing to him, and it will fuel all of our actions. Have a sincere desire to love him and serve him and receive him every day. If you cannot do so sacramentally, do so spiritually, and he will be your daily bread and your source of all virtue, and you will become a saint. Most sacrament, most holy, so sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.